愿大家平安。
May peace be with all of you.
请我们来看以弗所书第三章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书的第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3.
第八节。
Verse 8. To me, who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ.
这里在保罗在提到他信仰历程的改变。
Paul here was recounting how he changed in his faith.
他说我本比众圣徒中最小的还小。
And he said he is less than the least of all the saints.
保罗传福音越久越谦卑。
The longer Paul preached, the more humble he became.
因为他对神的认识越清楚。
Because he came to know Christ even more.
那认识越清楚，就感觉到神的爱。非常伟大。
And the more he knew Christ, the more he knew of his mighty love.
那认识神越清楚，也感觉到我们自己过去的生活跟行为真的是很对不起神。
And the more he knew God, the more that he realized that his past actions, were, not good towards God.
因为他说我是罪人的头。
Because he says, I am the head of all sinners.
因为我是带领人那来。逼迫耶稣的。
For I have led people to persecute Christ.
那一个把主耶稣当作粪土的人，以后变成把主耶稣当作至宝。
For one who regarded Christ as rubbish before, now he saw Christ as very precious.
主要就是他以前不认识耶稣。
And the main thing is before he did not know Christ.
他现在认识的耶稣。
And now he knew Christ.
那同样的事情会发生在我们信仰的路程。
The same thing will happen in our journey of faith.
有时候，我们拖了很久来信主，因为我们一直觉得主耶稣算不了什么。
Sometimes we take a long time to believe in Christ because we do not think anything of Christ.
我如果不信主耶稣，还有其他很多的宗教可以拜神啊。
If I do not believe in Christ, there are many other religions that I can worship.
那个时候我们不认识耶稣，觉得算不了什么。
And because we do not know Christ, we do not regard him as anything.
那等一天我们认识了主耶稣。
But one day when we come to know Christ,
我们才知道他是唯一得救的道路。
Then we know that he is the one road to salvation.
我们才知道在他里面的丰盛。
And we will know the abundance that is in him.
我们就把他当作至宝。
Then we will treat him as very precious.
所以主耶稣在2000年前在传福音的时候，圣经说，他是匠人所丢弃的一块石头。
And so 2000 years ago when Jesus Christ was preaching, the Bible records that he was a stone that was, thrown away.
这个匠人就是盖房子的人。
And this is a stone that was thrown away by the builders.
那个就是当时的，文士法利赛人，他要建设人的信仰。
And that was, what the Pharisees wanted to use for the people's faith at the time.
他们用肉眼来看主耶稣，用外貌来判断主耶稣，发现这个算什么。
So they used their physical eyes to look at Jesus and they regard him as nothing.
他没有加行美容。
He did not have an outward appearance.
让你看了喜欢看。
So that you would want to look at him more.
他没有家世背景，让人尊重。
He did not have a background that people would honor.
在当时他也没有受过什么很正规的教育。
And he did not go through a very formal education.
他也没有写过一本书。
He did not write a book.
他什么都没有。
He had nothing.
他也没有钱。
He had no money.
人介绍耶稣的时候说他是拿撒勒人耶稣。
When people introduced Jesus, they said, this is Jesus of Nazareth.
所以有人就发问，拿撒勒能出什么好东西啊？
So some people said, what good can come out of Nazareth?
所以从人各种不同的尺度来量，他算不得什么。
And so many ways that men measure other people, he had nothing.
就把他丢弃了。
And so they threw him away.
但是这却为神的这个殿，一个很重要的一块房角石。
But he was the very important cornerstone.
我们今天信仰的根基就是建立在主耶稣身上。
And today, the foundation of a faith is laid upon Jesus Christ.
所以其实它是非常重要的，信仰的一个基石。
And so he is a very important foundation to our faith.
所以在第八节说他有测不透的丰富。
And so in verse 8, there says there are unsearchable riches.
为什么主耶稣生在木匠里面他有测不透的丰富。
And so why there are there unsearchable riches in Christ?
因为木匠所生的耶稣我们从外体来判断他而忘记了他里面就是神成为人来世界。
And even though he had a very lowly birth, we forget that he was God who came into this world in the form of flesh.
所以圣经里面说神一切本性的丰盛都有形有体的住在耶稣里面。
And so that is why the Bible says that the divine nature of God is in Jesus Christ.
所以神的奥秘就是耶稣。
So the mystery of God is Jesus Christ.
要认识神，一定要认识耶稣。
And if you want to know God, you must know Jesus Christ.
不认识耶稣，就没有办法认识神。
If you do not know Jesus Christ, you do not know God.
神是无限的。
And God is limitless.
所以当人对认识耶稣更深入之后，完全才发现说，在他里面是丰富的，难以测度。
When people come to understand Jesus Christ, then they will find abundance in him.
那这个就是进入信仰的更深的层面。
And this is when you get into a deeper level in your faith.
所以有时候我们虽然在信仰中得到很多神的恩典。
So sometimes in our faith, we might receive a lot of blessings from God.
有的病得医治。
Some are healed from their illnesses.
有的困难解决。
Some, they find solutions to their problems.
甚至有的使人复活。
And some resurrect from the dead.
有的看过异象得过圣灵。
Some have seen visions and received the Holy Spirit.
信了几年之后不见了。
But after a few years of believing, they disappear.
因为有时候我们只认识主耶稣的恩典，没有认识主耶稣本身。
Because sometimes they only know the grace of God, but they do not know God himself.
我们建筑我们的信仰在主耶稣的恩典，而不是建筑在主耶稣的身上。
They have established the faith on the blessings of God and not on God himself.
所以要建设我们的信仰在主耶稣的身上，就是要对他有更深入的认识。
So to establish our faith in Christ Jesus, we must have a deeper understanding of him.
那我们越认识他，越发现他是至宝。
And the more we know him, the more precious he will become to us.
那跟他相比起来，世界是粪土。
And in comparison to him, this world is rubbish.
不是世界没有价值。
It's not that this world has no value.
世界有它的价值。
The world has a value.
所以我们大家很投入去追求。
And it's something that many people pursue.
但是如果认识主耶稣，
But if we come to know Christ,
世界这么好的价值变粪土。
The value of this world, such a great value, becomes rubbish.
那我们就知道主耶稣里面的价值是超过我们所能了解的。
And so we know that the value in Christ Jesus surpasses what we can imagine.
因此我们的信仰需要深化，往下扎根。
And so our faith needs to be rooted downwards.
就是对主耶稣有更清楚的认识。
And that is to have a deeper understanding of Christ Jesus.
那这个基督测不透的丰富在第三章里面有一点我们可以来思考。
So we can think about a point regarding the unsearchable riches of Christ.
我们现在看以弗所书第三章。
If we look at Ephesians chapter 3.
第十六节、十七节、十八节。十九节，请。十六到十九。
Starting from verse 16. Verse 16, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love. 18, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height.To know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
这个地方说，我们可以明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
Here it says that we can comprehend the love of God, how great its width, length, depth, and height.
十九节。
19.
这个爱是过于人所能测度的。
This love of Christ passes knowledge.
也就是。主耶稣的爱，丰盛的爱是超过，是测不透的，超过我们所能够了解的。
This means that the abundant love of Christ is something that we cannot understand.
所以对神的爱越深入的了解，我们就会被他吸引了。
And so the more we know about the love of Christ, the more we are attracted to the love of Christ.
那在这个地方有提到神的爱是何等的长阔高深。
Here talks about how great the width, length, depth, and height of the love of Christ is.
耶稣的爱非常的长。
It's very long.
啊，如果以时间来说，哦，圣经说，神用永远的爱来爱他的选民。
The Bible says that God uses eternal love to love His chosen people.
哦，主耶稣的爱是从无穷尽的过去一直到无穷尽的未来。
And so the love of Christ is from before to in our future.
在我们还不认识他的时候，他已经爱我们。
Before we knew him, he already loved us.
我们看以弗所书的第一章。
We turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
第三节第四节。
Verse 3 and 4. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
这个地方说神赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Here it says that God has blessed us with many spiritual blessings.
那第四节说在创造世界以前已经在基督拣选我们。
In that, in verse 4, he says that he had chose us before the foundation of the world.
在创世以前神已经知道我们的存在。
Before the foundation of the world, God already knew our existence.
在创世以前，神已经预备救恩。
And before the foundation of the world, He had already prepared salvation.
在创世以前，神已经拣选我们。
Before the foundation of the world, He had already chosen us.
我说不是说我们来到美国，在哪一年哪一月，忽然间，我很聪明，我认识了耶稣，我拣选耶稣。
It's not that when we come to the United States on a certain day, a certain year, we are very smart, so we came to choose Christ.
是在创世以前已经预定了，时候到了就成全了。
But rather, this was set before the foundation of the world, so when the time came, it was fulfilled.
所以被拣选本身就是爱。
So to be chosen, this is love.
好，我们来看马拉基书。
Let us turn to Malachi.
马拉基书的第一章。
Malachi chapter 1.
第二节。
Verse 2.
第一章第二节。
Malachi chapter 1 verse 2. I have loved you, says the Lord. Yet you say, in what way have you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, says the Lord? Yet Jacob I have loved.
这个地方神对以色列百姓说，我曾爱你们。
Here the Lord said to the Israelites, I have loved you.
但是对神的选民，他说，你在哪里爱我们呢？
But for the people of God, they asked, in what way have you loved us?
所以他们对神的爱完全没有感觉。
So they had no feeling towards the love of God.
所以在以赛亚书里面神非常的感叹啊。
And so in Isaiah, God said,
说这个以色列百姓啊，养，要栽培以色列百姓啊，还不如栽培牛跟羊啊。
He said to raise the people of the Israel is he might as well have raised cattle.
因为牛认识主人的槽。
Because the cattle, they know the grass of the master.
认识他的主人。
And they knew the master.
我们在家里啊，养很多的宠物，宠物都会对待我们很好。
In a house, we have a lot of pets, and the pets are very good towards us.
但是神拣选以色列百姓啊，他对以色列百姓啊。以色列百姓对神非常的冷漠。
And even though God had chosen the Israelites, they were very cold towards him.
那为什么很冷漠呢？
And why were they like this?
因为他感觉不到神的爱。
Because they could not feel the love of God.
所以神说我很爱你，他说你在哪里爱我？
And so God said, I have loved you. And they said, how have you loved us?
我们在灵里面跟神好像是夫妻一样。
Spiritually, we are like spouses with God.
所以主耶稣再来叫做婚宴。
And so when Jesus comes again, it is like a banquet.
你如果丈夫对太太说我很爱你，太太说，你在哪里爱我？
If a husband says to the wife, I love you, and the wife says, how have you loved me?
那这个婚姻大概不会持久。
Then this marriage will not last.
我们跟神的关系又像父子的关系。
And our relationship with God is just like father and son.
如果爸爸妈妈对孩子说我很爱你，
If the parents tell the son, I love you,
孩子说你在哪里爱我？
And the child says, how have you loved me?
那这个父子的关系可能没有办法维持很亲密。
Then this relationship between father and son cannot be very intimate.
唯有父亲爱孩子，孩子也了解父亲，以爱来回报，那这个关系就很稳固。
Only when the father loves the son, and the son knows the love of the father, and repays the love, can this relationship be very solid.
那丈夫爱太太，太太可以感受丈夫的爱，以爱来回报，这个婚姻就很稳固。
And when a husband loves the wife and the wife can repay and feel the love of the husband, then this marriage will be very solid.
那神最大的爱就是在基督里面拣选我们。
The greatest love of God is that He chose us in Jesus Christ.
所以回到以弗所书的第一章。
So we turn back to Ephesians chapter 1.
说在创世以前他就拣选我们。
It says before the foundation of the world He chose us.
不是我们有什么条件。
It's not that we have certain criteria.
是很单纯因为他爱我们所以他拣选我们。
But purely out of love He chose us.
我们再看第六节第一章。
We look at chapter 1 verse 6.Verse 6, to the praise of the glory of His grace by which He made us accepted in the Beloved.
第七节。
Verse 7, in Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace.
在2000年前耶稣降世为人。
2000 years ago, when Jesus Christ came in the form of man,
他付出他的生命，流出他的宝血。
He sacrificed His life and His blood.
这个叫做赎价。
And this was the price of redemption.
所以这个爱2000年前具体的表现。
And 2000 years ago, this was a physical form.
那有一天主耶稣再来。
When he comes again,
我们要一起享受婚宴直到永远。
We will once again enjoy the wedding banquet until eternity.
那个爱是不会结束的。
This love will not end.
因为神本身就是爱。
For God Himself is love.
所以这不会结束的。
So it will not end.
所以比起人的爱来讲是非常的短。
So compared to the love of man, it is very short.
神的爱是从永远到永远。
But the love of God is from eternity to eternity.
这真的是超过我们所能测度的。
And it is beyond what we can measure.
我们再回来看以弗所书第三章。
We turn back to Ephesians chapter 3.
第三章的十八节。
Verse 18.
说明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。第二个就是神的爱非常的广阔。
And so to comprehend the love of God and the width of His love.
神的爱广阔在哪里？
And how is it wide?
我们先来看加拉太书。
Let's turn to Galatians.
加拉太书的第三章。
Verse chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章
Galatians chapter 3
二十六节
Verse 26
一直到二十八节
to 28 Verse 26 For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus 27 For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ 28 There is neither Jew nor Greek There is neither slave nor free There is neither faithA male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
这个二十八节说不分犹太人跟希腊人。
Verse 28 says there is neither Jew nor Greek.
就是不分种族、文化、肤色。
So it doesn't matter the color of your skin, your culture.
那不分自主的为奴的。
Neither slave nor free.
就是不分在社会上的阶级地位。
Doesn't matter what status you are in society.
不分男的或女的。
Neither male nor female.
主耶稣都拣选他。
Jesus Christ has saved them all.
在基督里成了义。
And they are all one in Christ Jesus.
所以我们可以看到神的爱范围非常的广阔。
So we can see how great the width of the love of Christ is.
神爱世人，愿意人人都得救。
He loved mankind and He's willing for all men to be saved.
不愿意有一个人沉沦。
He's not willing for any one of us to perish.
这是神的爱的伟大。
This is how great the love of God is.
非常的广阔。
It is very wide.
但是比起我们人的爱我们人的爱就非常的狭小。
In comparison to the love of man is very shallow.
第一个大概我们爱我们自己。
First, we love ourselves.
第二个是爱我们的家人。
We love our family members.
大概就是这样。
And that's it.
那我们怎么知道我们的爱有多大呢？
How can we know how great our love is?
大概有两点我们就可以感觉得出来。
There are two ways we can know.
第一个，我们的钱用在哪里？
First, where do we put our money?
因为心在哪里，钱就在哪里。
Because where your heart is, that's where your money will be.
第二个，我们的时间用在哪里？
Second, where do we put our time?
因为有一些人时间比钱更重要。
Some people, time is more important than money.
那我们仔细看我们用钱跟用我们的时间。
If you look at how we spend our money and our time,
我们就发现这个范围非常的狭小。
will realize how small this area is.
哦，那主耶稣来世界上。
When Jesus Christ came into this world,
他对世界上的人。
Towards the people of this world,
爱每一个人。
He loved all of them.
所以他是不分。
So there was no discrimination.
哦，这个非常的广阔。
This is very wide.
哦，所以今天我们在教会里面。
So today in the church,
我们需要有主耶稣的这一种爱。
We must have the love of Christ.
啊，就是不分。
That is that we do not discriminate.
啊，如果我们开始在分，我们已经离开基督的爱。
If we start to discriminate, we are departing from the love of Christ.
啊，分你是从哪里来，我是从哪里来，你是什么种族，我是什么种族，你是什么文化，我是什么文化，这个已经跟基督的爱走相反的方向。
You're going in the opposite direction of the love of Christ if you start to talk about what culture you are is different from mine, what background and where you're from is all different from mine.
哦，或者很注重你在社会是什么人，我是什么人。
Or if you put great emphasis on your role and status in society.
哦，主耶稣为着拯救每一个人。
Because God wanted to save all of us.
他从天上降世为人。
He came in the world in the form of man.
再往下降成为仆人。
And he descended and became the former servant.
那他就可以洗每一个人的脚。
So he can wash all of our feet.
哦，所以人要不分哦，我在社会是什么人，你是什么人，就要往下降。
And so for us not to discriminate, then we need to lower ourselves.
哦，往下降是很难的。
And this is very difficult.
大家都要往上爬。
All of us want to climb up.
哦，往下降就需要爱。
If we want to lower ourselves, we need love.
哦，不管我们是什么人。
No matter who we are,
你回到家里面，小孩子不是换尿布，什么都做吗？
When we go back home, do we not change our kids' diapers?
为什么？因为我们爱，我们就接纳。
Because we love, then we are willing to accept this.
所以神的爱充满我们。
Once the love of God fills us,
我们就愿意往下降来服侍每一个人。
Then we are willing to lower ourselves to serve others.
来接纳每一个人。
And willing to accept everyone.
那这个教会才能够真的合一。
Only then can the church be united.
哦，所以圣经说不要分门别类。
And so the church, the Bible says that we should not separate ourselves.
教会只有一个。
The church only has one.
所以教会要合一。
And so we must be united.
要合一，除了真理之外，就是要有耶稣的爱。
And to be united in the truth, we must have the love of Christ.
因为耶稣的爱是不分的。
Because the love of Christ does not discriminate.
那这样在不分之下，我们才能够接纳每一个人。
And only under these circumstances can we accept everyone.
有时候我们来到一个特别，我们从特别的文化来。
Sometimes we might come from a specific culture.
那有时候就觉得对相同的文化接纳度比较高。
And we will have certain acceptance towards other cultures.
那这个是人情啊。
And this is just human relations.
这个是可以了解的。
This is something that we can understand.
但是如果教会要进到它是基督的家庭，基督的身体。
But for the church to become the body and the family of Christ,
哦，就要超越人情，进到主耶稣的爱里面。
Then we must transcend these things and enter into the love of Christ.
那这样我们才能够接纳。
Only then can we be accepting.
各种人，各种不同高低的人。
We can be accepting of different people from different statuses in society.
那我们才可以合一啊。
Only then can we be united.
哦，所以基督的爱非常的伟大。
Because of the greatness of the love of Christ.
我们活得越久越发现要接纳一个人不简单啊。
The longer we live, we know how hard it is to accept someone else.
我们不能改变他。
We cannot change them.
我们连自己都很难改变啊。
We can't even change ourselves.
但是我们不能改变这个人。
But we cannot change this person.
人与人之间又有很多的不同。
And there are many differences between each person.
那我能够接纳，这个就是爱。
If I can accept them, then this is love.
那这个爱只有基督的爱进到我们里面，我们才有办法这个改变。
And only through the love of Christ entering into our hearts can we make this change.
甚至在圣经里面有预言。
And even the Bible prophesied.
说在神的圣山上。
That in the holy mountain of God.
狮子、老虎、豹、小孩子、牛羊，全部都可以很和睦的在一起。
The lions, children, the lambs will be in peace and harmony with one another.
你看在这个社会上啊，肉弱强食啊。弱的就被强的吃掉。
In society today, the weak will be taken advantage of by the strong.
但是在神的圣山里面。
But in the holy mountain of God.
狮子跟绵羊可以在一起，不会被吃掉。
The lion and the sheep can be together, not be eaten.
就是狮子要接纳绵羊啊。
And that is because the lion is accepting the sheep.
所以有的人过去他的个性像狮子。
And so in the past, some people their personality might be like a lion.
有的人过去他的个性像蛇。
In the past, their personality might like be a snake.
你踩到它，一定会咬你。
If you step on them, they will bite you.
你不要咬到它，你只要靠近它，它就会咬你。
And if you draw near to them, they will bite you.
现在在基督的爱里面都改变了。
But in the love of Christ, all of this has changed.
不管什么个性，在主耶稣的爱里面都能够互相的接纳。
No matter what personality, in the love of Christ, we can accept one another.
这个是最大的神迹啊。
This is the greatest miracle.
所以神迹不只是医病赶鬼啊。
Miracles are not just casting out demons and the healing of sicknesses.
各种不同的人都可以合成一体，这是神迹。
The fact that no matter what person each person is, how different they are, they can be one.
因为主耶稣的爱非常的广阔。
This is a miracle because the love of Christ is so great.
超过我们所能测度的。
It is beyond what we can measure.
好，我们再回来看以弗所书。
Let's turn back to Ephesians.
第三章。
Chapter
3. 同样的第十八节
，verse 18，
说这个爱是何等的长阔高深。再来就是神的爱非常的高。
So the next thing is that the love of Christ is very high.
每一个做父母的都爱孩子。
As parents, all of us love our children.
当我们爱孩子的时候，我们对他有一个理想。
And when we love our children, we have certain ideals for them.
所以从小孩子，你看为什么现在父母这么忙？
So you think about how busy the parents are today.
一下学钢琴，一下学什么，一下学什么，再来再去。
They have to transport them from one place to another, learning piano and various things.
那买房子都要买在学区最好的。
And when they buy a home, they have to buy a home in a good school district.
就是希望我们的下一代突出。
Because they want their next generation to be outstanding.
成功，有成就。
To be successful.
这就是我们父母的爱。
This is the love of parents.
希望他受最好的教育。
They want their children to receive the best education.
将来可以找到很好的工作。
So they can find a good job.
那如果父母再有能力的，大概父母子女结婚就给他一栋房子。
And if the parents are very capable, maybe they will give their children a house when they get married.
这个大概就是我们所谓我对孩子的爱非常高。
And this is how high the love of parents are towards the children.
目标很高。
They have very high expectations.
但是神对我们的爱，这个高是怎么形容？
But how is the love of Christ? How high is it?
这是难以测度的高了，就是在灵界里面的高。
This is a spiritual height that cannot be measured.
我们看以弗所书的第一章。
We look at Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书的第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
十七节。
Verse 17.
一直到19节。
Verse 17 to 19. 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
这个地方说，求神借着智慧跟启示的灵给你们。
Here it says that God may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
让你能够真知道他。
So you may have the knowledge of him.
知道神呢，需要有圣灵给我们的智慧跟启示。
To know God, we must have the wisdom and revelation from the Holy Spirit.
这个启示就从上面来打开我们的心呢，我们就能够认识他。
And this revelation is from above. If it opens our heart, then we can come to know him.
那当我们对神有认识。
Once we have this understanding and knowledge of God, 18,
我们就可以看到他的恩召有何等的指望。
Then we can see the hope of his calling.
这个指望就是活泼的盼望。
And this is a living hope.
就是在天国的。
Which is in heaven.
这是超过我们地上所能够了解的。
This is beyond our earthly understanding.
那接下去。
If we continue to read.
他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints?
所以我们将来在天国要承受的产业，这个荣耀我们地上没有想过的。
So this glory of the inheritance that we are to inherit later on, this is beyond our earthly understanding.
你看遍茂山上主耶稣很短暂的容貌放光，衣服洁白，那些门徒怎么样？
We see how Jesus Christ transformed on the mountain of transfiguration and how he became glorious and white.
看到遍茂山上的主说，我们在这里真好。
And when the disciples saw this, they said, "How good is it for us to be here?"
在山上什么都没有啊。
On the mountain, there was nothing there.
那为什么会在这里真好？
So why do they say how good it is for us to be here?
甚至要筑三座棚住下来不走啊。
And they even wanted to live there and not leave.
因为看到耶稣变貌。
Because they saw that Jesus had transformed.
神的荣耀带有荣光，带有生命啊，这个一直在显现。
They saw the glory of Jesus Christ and the life it brought.
那个是超越地上任何一种满足。
This is beyond any satisfaction in this world.
那将来我们都要到天国去承受产业。
And in the future, we will inherit this inheritance in heaven.
要看到神的荣光，神的荣耀。
We will see the glory of God.
要从神得到神给我们的荣耀。
And we will receive this glory from God.
这个没有办法形容啊。
This is something that we cannot describe.
所以超过我们所能测度的。
So this is something that is beyond what we can measure.
所以神对我们的爱目标很高。
So the goal of the love of Christ is very high.
希望每一个人都回到天国去。
And it is that all of us can return back to heaven.
永远看见神的荣耀。
That we can always see the glory of God.
永远能够享受荣耀。
And that we can always enjoy His glory.
所以神的爱目标非常高。
And so the goal of God's love is very high.
我们再来看，回来看以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 1.
19节。
Verse 19.
并且知道他我们向我们信存所显的能力是何等的浩大。
And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe?
当我们一直在想神的能力浩大，我们就在想医病赶鬼使人复活。
When we think about the greatness of his power, we'll always think about casting out of demons or the healing of illnesses.
但这二十节讲神的能力何等的浩大，就是他叫主耶稣从死里复活。
But then later on in verse 20, it talks about how the greatness of his power is in that he raised Jesus Christ from the dead.
然而肉体改变成灵体。
And the spiritual body, the physical body became a spiritual body.
这个是人做不到的。
This is something that mankind cannot do.
但是神的能力就可以做得到。
But through the power of God, this can be done.
所以血肉之体不能够承受神的国。
And so this physical flesh cannot inherit the heavenly kingdom.
因此神要改变我们每一个人变成灵体。
So God will transform all of our bodies to spiritual bodies.
跟主耶稣复活的身体一样。
So that our bodies will be like Jesus Christ when he resurrected.
那有多好呢？
How great is this?
超过地上的经验。
This is beyond any earthly experiences.
所以讲不出来。
So we cannot describe it.
所以他的爱程度非常高。
So the love of his love is very high.
要让我们改变成为留到天上跟神见面，永远在一起。
That we may transform our bodies and be with him in heaven.
所以当一个人被主耶稣的爱充满。
So when a person is filled with the love of Christ,
我们发现我们家人的关系啊会往上提升。
We will realize that there is an improvement in the relationships with our family members.
如果我们的家人关系是建筑在夫妻、父母、子女的爱上面。
And if the family relationships are just based on the love between spouses and between the parents and the children,
有时候我们会很关心他在今世上怎么叫做有福气。
Sometimes then we put a lot of emphasis on their blessings in this world.
但是当神的爱充满在我们心里面，
But when the love of Christ fills our hearts,
我们就会用神的爱来爱他。
Then we will use the love of God to love them.
当我们用神的爱来爱我们的家人，
And when we use the love of God to love our family members,
我们就希望他能够到神为我们预备最高的地方。
Then we want them to go to the place that God has prepared for us.
我们就会关心他的得救。
Then we will care about their salvation.
天天所想的就是我怎么带领我家人来信主。
Every day we will think about how we can bring our family members to believe in Christ.
我怎么坚固我家人的信仰。
How can I establish the faith of my family members?
你为什么这么在意呢？
Why do you care about such things?
他不是工作很好吗？
Do they not have a good job?
他不是很健康吗？
Are they not healthy?
他不是活得很快乐吗？
Are they very happy in their lives?
他不是凡事顺利吗？
Isn't everything going smoothly in their
lives? 你在忧虑什么？
Why are you worried?
为什么忧虑？
Why are you worried?
我忧虑他能不能到神爱最高的地方。
I am worried about where, if they are able to go to the place of God's love, the highest place.
就是回到天国来承受那个产业。
And that is to go back to heaven to inherit this inheritance.
所以我们的家庭需要被神的爱充满。
So our families need to be filled with the love of God.
因此我们家庭的努力的目标就会改变。
And so the goal of our families will change.
啊，所以往上提升。
We'll elevate ourselves.
提升到主耶稣要我们去那一个地方。
We elevate ourselves to the place that God wants us to go.
好，我们再回来看以弗所书的第三章。
We turn back to Ephesians chapter 3.
十八节。
Verse 18.
说明白基督大是何等的长阔高深。
And to comprehend the width, the length, the depth, and height of the love of God.
神的爱啊，非常的深。
The love of God is very deep.
程度非常的深。
It is very deep.
到底有多深？
How deep is the love of Christ?
圣经说，爱好像死一样坚强。
And the Bible says love is just like death.
所以一个人如果爱对方爱到底，最大的一个表现就是为他死。
And if you are able to love someone to the end, then the greatest way you can show this love is death.
但是圣经里面说，为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有人敢做，罗马书第五章这样讲。
And Romans says, maybe someone would die for a righteous person, but no one would want to die for a sinner.
我们看罗马书第五章。
If you look at Romans chapter 5,
第七节。
Verse 7, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die.
第八节。
Verse 8, but God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
这里说，唯有基督还在我们做罪人的为我们死，神的爱就在这里显明。
Here it says that God demonstrates His love towards us that while we were sinners, He died for us.
所以神的爱那个深度啊，表现在他为我们而死。
So the depth of God's love is that He died for us.
那主耶稣为我们而死啊，如果我们从圣经再回头过来看
，When Christ Jesus died for us, if we look in the Bible,
他跟一般人的死又不太一样。
He did not die in a normal way.
他是被钉十字架而死。
But rather, he was crucified on the cross.
是最痛苦的刑罚。
And this is a very sorrowful way.
在十字架上，他的肉体的痛苦超过我们所能够经验。
His physical suffering on the cross is something that we can't even experience or imagine.
所以为什么说神的爱超过我们所能够测度？因为那个苦没有经验过，你就没有办法完全了解。
Something that we can't even imagine because we've never endured such suffering before.
所以有一个弟兄，他说肝脏有问题，医生说要一个针插进去取一些样品来检查。
And so there was a brother who had problems with his liver, so they needed to get a liver biopsy.
医生说，你如果不要用麻醉药，比较容易好。
And the doctor said, if you don't go under any anesthesia, then you will have a faster healing time.
他就答应了。
And so he agreed.
那个针一穿过去啊，他哇痛苦，不但哭，我也喊叫。
Once the needle went in, not only was he crying, but he was screaming.
他在见证说，我这样我还是没有办法了解耶稣有多痛苦。
And he testified that even this, he could not understand the suffering that Jesus Christ went through.
超过我们所能了解的。
It is beyond our understanding.
主耶稣被他的门徒所舍弃。
Jesus Christ, he was forsaken by his disciples.
用三次块银子把他出卖。
And he was betrayed by his disciple.
但是主耶稣为他而死。
But Jesus Christ, he died for him.
那个心灵上的苦，这个难以了解。
The suffering in his heart is hard for us to even understand.
我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
my God, why have you forsaken me?
神是爱。
God is love.
被神离弃就进到阴间，没有爱。
When he is forsaken by God, he is entered into Hades where there is no love.
神就是光啊。
God is light.
被神离弃进到阴间就没有光。
When you're forsaken by God, you enter into Hades where there is no light.
没有光就是没有生命，没有盼望。
No light means that there is no life, no hope.
里面又没有爱。
There is no love.
这个叫地狱啊。
This is Hades.
所以神的爱非常的深。
So the love of God is very deep.
超过我们所能测度的。
It's beyond what we can measure.
所以今天我们在传什么？
So what are we preaching today?
把基督测不透的丰富传给别人。
We're preaching about the abundance in Christ Jesus to others.
让他来认识耶稣。
So they can come to know God.
来抓住这个至宝。
To grasp on to the riches of God.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
339.
330.